6. The Visit to Zacchaeus. When the master's procession entered Jericho, it was nearing sundown, and he was minded to abide there for the night. As Jesus passed by the customs house, Zacchaeus, the chief publican or tax collector, happened to be present, and he much desired to see Jesus. This chief publican was very rich, and had heard much about this prophet of Galilee. He had resolved that he would see what sort of a man Jesus was the next time he chanced to visit Jericho. Accordingly, Zacchaeus sought to press through the crowd, but it was too great, and being short of stature, he could not see over their heads. And so the chief publican followed on with the crowd until they came near the center of the city, and not far from where he lived. When he saw that he would be unable to penetrate the crowd, and thinking that Jesus might be going right on through the city without stopping, he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree whose spreading branches overhung the roadway. He knew that in this way he could obtain a good view of the master as he passed by. And he was not disappointed, for, as Jesus passed by, he stopped and, looking up at Zacchaeus, said, "Make haste, Zacchaeus, and come down, for tonight I must abide at your house." And when Zacchaeus heard these astonishing words, he almost fell out of the tree in his haste to get down. And going up to Jesus, he expressed great joy that the master should be willing to stop at his house. They went at once to the home of Zacchaeus, and those who lived in Jericho were much surprised that Jesus would consent to abide with the chief publican. Even while the master and his apostles lingered with Zacchaeus before the door of his house, one of the Jericho Pharisees standing nearby said, "You see how this man has gone to lodge with a sinner, an apostate son of Abraham, who is an extortioner and a robber of his own people." And when Jesus heard this, he looked down at Zacchaeus and smiled. Then Zacchaeus stood upon a stool and said, "Men of Jericho, hear me. I may be a publican and a sinner, but the great teacher has come to abide in my house, and before he goes in, I tell you that I am going to bestow one half of all my goods upon the poor, and beginning tomorrow, if I have wrongfully exacted aught from any man, I will restore fourfold. I am going to seek salvation with all my heart, and learn to do righteousness in the sight of God." When Zacchaeus had ceased speaking, Jesus said, "Today has salvation come to this home, and you have become indeed a son of Abraham." And turning to the crowd assembled about them, Jesus said, "And marvel not at what I say, nor take offense at what we do, for I have all along declared that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." They lodged with Zacchaeus for the night. On the morrow they arose and made their way up the road of robbers to Bethany on their way to the Passover at Jerusalem.